local community today, we find Ben Withers sleeping in a locker in the Jotham Down store. Lum and Abner are talking.
Lum, I believe we better be getting home, Lum. But we can't wait here at the store all night long. Leastways, I know I ain't going to if that bad blame ghost running around loose.
Well, Ben asked us to wait here with him for a while, so we ought to do it.
Well, Lum, Liz is at the home alone by herself. She ought to have me there for protection.
You'd be a lot of protection to her.
Well, she'd protect me, I know that. She's a good, true woman, if listen to her. I believe we better go in, Lum. Get out of here.
No, Ben sort of hinted that something big was going to happen.
Yeah, but, Lum, we've been waiting here for over 2 hours now. Ain't nothing happened.
Well, I know that.
But I said, she said 2 or 3 days ago that he was going to spring some kind of a trap on that goat. And he ain't did it yet, has he?
Yeah, you're right.
No, ain't did a thing.
But if Ben thinks he's on the trail or something, we've got to do everything we can to help him.
But you help him, Lum. I'll go home and help
no,
him.
No, you sit right there now. So far, he's the only one in town that's got any clues or ideas on this thing. Uncle Henry sure ain't did nothing.
Oh, no, he ain't did a thing. I believe he's as scared of that ghost as I am.
Couldn't be.
Well, he is now. He won't come out of a night. He won't hardly come out of a daytime. Fine comfortable he is. And Ben, I wish he wouldn't be so mischievous about what he's doing all the time.
Well, that's the way all big detectives work, I think. Maybe he wants to be sure of himself before he tells anything.
Well, what did he want to get all that stuff together for the other day that he helped me get? Some hairpins and grammar crackers and all that stuff.
I don't know. I ain't got the least idea. I sort of puzzling about that myself.
Well, I never seen such a list of stuff in my life. I know ghosts don't eat them hairpins that he's helped me get. Don't reckon he's off on some sort of a wild goose chase, either.
No, he might be. You don't talk so loud.
Oh, he's honest. Look at him.
Talking to himself.
He reminds me of old Blue. Well, Blue don't talk, but he lays there in front of the fireplace and he goes to sleep and he chases rabbits all the time.
Blue's out telling him to do that.
Yeah, see this thing, he's on a hot trail. Maybe Ben's telling something out of his mama. Look at that mouth. It's so wide you can drive a truck in there. And turn it around. Sounds like he just wanted us to wait here so as he could get some sleep. He wanted us to stay here and protect him from the ghost.
Oh, no, he never ain't done going to sleep.
Well, he's doing a good job of it for a fella that ain't trying.
Yeah, he was just sitting there talking the first thing you know. He might not know him.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's been able to stay awake as good as he has. For over a week now, he's been going on duty at 6 o'clock and staying up all night till 8 o'clock in the morning, and then he don't go to bed in the morning. Stands around and gabs with people on the street.
Yeah, look at him chewing that snore. That's like he left eating, don't he? He's just snapping at it.
Must be dreaming about ice cream.
Stop. What was that noise?
I never hear nothing.
It sounded like footsteps up on the roof.
And I wish you'd quit imagining stuff. Been doing that all evening long. You're going to get me to believe in some of it pretty soon.
Well, I know I heard something. And it sounded just like the way old Jed Vance used to walk, too.
Well, now, that's from Silly. You don't recollect how he walked.
Well, that was him. Ghost, I mean.
I don't think you can hear a ghost walk. They just sort of float around. Now, cut out talking about it.
Yeah, all right. But I know good and well I hear the noise of some kind up on the roof.
Just the wind, more than likely.
Long the wind don't wear shoes.
There you go again. I tell you, Edmund, you never hear nobody walking around nowhere. Leastways, not up on the roof.
How do you know?
I just know, that's all.
Well, if you're so sure that there ain't nobody up there, why don't you just go out there and take a look up on the roof, then?
Well, I would, but, well, Ben told us we were supposed to stay in here and wait.
Well, I'm in here. I can do the waiting.
He said for the both of us to wait.
Well, not long. It'll just take you a second. He'll never know nothing about it. Go on, I'll say that. You go out there and look up on the roof. Go on, I
promised him I'd wait inside here, and I granted him. I'm a fella that never breaks a promise. Never.
Are you scared to go out there alone?
No, that ain't it at all.
Yes, you are.
Hardly. Now, just quit talking about it. Think of some pleasant subject to talk about. I wonder if Oliver ever got in touch with Dan.
I don't know nothing.
You wanted Dan to call him, I know.
Well, I don't care if he wants to get in touch with nobody alone. And I can't think of nothing pleasant with that ghost of Judge Vance walking around on the roof. And accidents happening to folks in the barn burning down. He was back over at our place again last night.
That's enough of that. Now, let's talk about the rest of it.
That ain't pleasant.
I know it is. So we've got to decide what to do with it. We sure ain't making no money out of it here late.
No, I know. But nobody ain't making no money out of nothing around this town no more, Long. Everybody's threatening to move off, going to Cherry Hill, Mount Ida, every place. Pine Ridge ain't nothing but just a ghost town. That's all it is, painted by drug bands. That's all there is left of
it. Yeah, but back on the restaurant again, businesses fell off even before this started. I think maybe we better close it up before bankruptcy. About the only customers we got now is me and Ben. Ulysses don't even come in for Lumberger's no more.
Well, I... Hey, listen.
Not long.
I know that I heard something this time.
I think I heard something, too.
Be quiet.
Maybe we can hear it again. Well, you can hear it again. I don't want to. I'm getting out of here.
Well,
right
wait a minute, Abner. Wait a minute.
Long, let's wake up Ben. Get that baseball bat or
leave. Well, don't go off and leave me sitting here.
Well, I'm going out of here. I'll tell you right now. Unless
well,
you want to wake up Ben.
Quiet. We'll never know what it is if you don't wake up.
No, now let's be quiet, then. I don't want to be quiet. Hooray, hooray.
I don't think it was nothing.
Well, you hear the two. You said you did.
Yeah, but I just think it was the wind blowing something around, maybe.
That ain't
sort of.
No wind blowing tonight,
Lon.
This is a
stiller
night as I ever seen.
I think we're just wearing ourselves over nothing,
old man. That feet of his is hanging straight down around his legs tonight, Mr.
Lon. Once you get to thinking about something like this, you can imagine anything you want to.
I never wanted to imagine what I'm imagining.
Well, let's just relax. No use getting panic struck.
You know, Lon, whatever that is, it might be what Ben was expecting. He's been hinting around that something was going to happen tonight. That's why he wanted us to wait over here with him.
Well, I don't blame him.
Maybe we better wake him up, Lump.
Yeah, maybe you're good at
it. He's an awesome fellow. Wait.
That very voice again.
Oh, come on, let's get out of here, Lump.
No, wait.
Lump, look at that. That's his room door.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, leave me alone, Judd. I never done nothing to you. I never want to run you out of town. Honest, I never. Honest.
And for goodness sake, open your eyes.
Hey, get away from me, Judd. Let go of me.
If you ain't got a hold of you, I have.
Well, both of you turn loose, then.
If you'd open your eyes once, you'd see what it is.
I don't want to see what it is.
It's just a cat.
Huh?
It's Geraldine. That's all it was.
Oh, that's farming.
Geraldine, you ought to be ashamed of yourself going around scaring folks that away.
Huh?
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. What's going on here?
No, nothing, Ben. Abner just thought he heard a ghost.
I still think I heard one, too.
Yeah. Well, what happened? Did I fall asleep?
Yeah, you dropped off for a spell, eh?
Yeah. Oh, my stars, what time is it?
Well, let's see. It's a little after 9.
9? Have you got any phone calls?
No, not a one.
Just a ghost walking around, all that happened.
I'm not sure there'd be a call by now. I hope nothing's gone wrong.
What do you mean by that, Ben?
Oh, nothing. I was just expecting somebody to get a call from the voice tonight.
Well, what makes you think that?
Have you been talking to the ghost?
Well, I don't know whether I have or not.
Huh?
But I figured out from the phone call record we've been keeping just about when we can expect calls from the voice.
You have?
They generally come through in the morning before 8 o'clock. And in the evening, usually between 8 and 9.
Well, Jenny, that's right. That is when most of them come through.
There have been a few exceptions. But in general, that's the pattern that they follow. That's what I'm thinking of.
What do you mean, Ben? Are you expecting something special to happen when the voice calls tonight?
Maybe, yes. Maybe no. Problematic.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Well, I know something was going on, but this is the first time I've heard all the details.
Well, just what do you expect is going to happen?
Yeah, tell us, Ben. If it's anything like what I think it is, I ain't sure I want to be around here when it does happen.
Well, as long as it's this late and he hasn't called, he might not call at all.
But you've got to give him time to get to a phone. He was around up there on the roof not 5 minutes ago.
Well, no, he was not.
Well, somebody was, Long.
That was just the camp, I think.
Well, you fellas might as well go on home, I guess.
Can't head on, too.
Seems like all I've had is bad luck with this plan of mine.
Well, just what is the plan, Dean?
Yeah. I've been trying for several nights to put this plan into operation. This is the first time I've managed to do it, but it's like it misfired after all. Yeah, you fellas might well run on, I guess.
Well, if there's anything else we can do to help you...
No, he said we could go home. Now, come on, let's go. Don't argue with him. He's in charge here.
Well, I just thought if there was some way...
There's the phone. Who's ringing that?
And I believe that's the Blevins. Abner, come back here.
Well, I ain't going anywhere.
Come here, you fellas. I want you to hear this. I want some witnesses.
Come on, Abner. You heard what Ben said.
I hope this is fine.
What can you hear?
Can you hear? got you. We got you.
Got who?
Well, you get the citizens' committee here tomorrow, and I'll produce your ghost at 10 o'clock without fail.
Well, this is the first time I've heard of meeting a ghost by appointment.